Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. It is an inside look at the black and gold, and we are thrilled to have Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler with us in his second year. And you get that win over the Giants, and Kellen Moore tosses you the game ball. Where is it?
It is at home right now in my spot, but it'll soon be in my dad's office. I got all my collectibles, all my stuff that's important. I sent it back home with him, and he kind of makes a little special room out of it. So it's a pretty cool setup.
Is that for him? You know what I mean? As much as it is for you?
I mean, yeah, it's just a proud thing. You know, he's very proud. My parents are proud. I want to keep that safe at home. And then, you know, when I get a house one day, I'll make my own room out of it.
How important was it? It's been a long stretch. It is what it is. What the record was, to get that finally behind you, because you've played good games, right? You can't throw it all on the quarterback, but to get that behind you.
Yeah, it feels great, you know, to get a win. You know, you don't get comfortable with losing. That's the hardest thing. It's hard to get wins in this league, as everybody knows, and you never want to get content with not winning. And credit to our team, you know, for pushing through it. You know, we started out 0-4, very close in a lot of those games, and you know, found a way to get it done this last week, and I think that's exactly what we needed to get that win and carry some momentum going here forward.
You have Kellen Moore, Doug Nussmeier, Scott Tolzien, Scott Linehan, who are coaching the quarterback position in a way, different aspects, but who played the game. Man, that's such an invaluable tool, and I would imagine they probably don't all talk to you about the same thing at once. They've got to separate it out a little bit. But just the impact of having guys in your ear who did more than coached it. They've been the guy getting it in their ear.
I think it's been critical. You know, it's been huge for me. I felt myself improve so much coming into this year because of that, I think. You know, having 3-4 guys that played the game at the highest level, at high levels, and know what it's supposed to look like, have done it, have seen how it's supposed to be done. And like you said, they don't all talk about the same thing over and over. They all see the game in their own way, but I think we all communicate very well and love building with those guys, and they've helped me a ton.
There's probably no bigger critic of Spencer Rattler than Spencer Rattler, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so as you look and you go, okay, here's what the coach is talking to me about on your list as you're working to get better in just your second year. What are a couple of things you're working on?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've gotten better in protecting the ball. You know, knowing situational football, I feel like I've increased in that area, limiting my sacks by a ton, and distributing the ball to my playmakers. You know, taking what the defense gives you, I've gotten better in that aspect. I want to keep improving on ball placement, footwork. And footwork starts with everything. You know, that's how you get your ball placement on a 3-yard pass or a 50-yard pass. You know, you want to have the same clean footwork. Really all facets of the game, all areas of the game I want to improve. I feel like I've used my legs a little better this year, which is a weapon, you know, and can help our team. So just trying to improve in all areas, not get content with where I'm at.
How much better are you at looking at that defense and seeing what that defense is and checking out, or I mean just much more comfortable?
Yeah, you know, I feel really good with with the offense, you know, with what we're calling, the intent of each play, what coverages we're attacking. Feel like I'm making all the right checks at the line and getting us in the right play. And, you know, the next level is executing that play every single time, you know, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the down and distance is, trying to execute that play to its highest level, continue to lead and move the chains. And then we've got to do better, I think, as a group, scoring in the red zone every opportunity we get, because we get down there a lot. We just got to take advantage of those opportunities.
I mean, sometimes it's the obvious, right? I mean, it is what it is.
Yep.
You get down there, but you got to punch it in.
Yep.
And you talked about the running game, and your was that more of a intent on you from yourself running? Because you look at the Buffalo game, 6 rushes, 49 yards, mm-hmm. and people go, all right, well, all right, that's good. Mm-hmm. But it's 8.2 yards a rush. Mm-hmm. 5 of the 6 were for first downs. The other one was a plus 8. Mm-hmm. So it's not just that you're running, but it feels more impactful. Was that more of a decision, offensive decision?
For sure. You know, I wanted to really this whole year, I want to use my legs to, like you said, to get first downs, to get big plays to put us in the right position, not just to run. You know, I'm a pass first quarterback. Obviously want to get it done from out the pocket, but I'm very comfortable with getting outside the pocket. And if nothing's there, using your legs as an outlet, as we say, you know, it's a QB check down, a QB through. So nothing's there, you got to go get it yourself. I mean, you see guys across the league do that, and they're on winning teams, and they help their teams win. So, you know, I want to be in that position. I want to continue to improve in that area.
I'm smiling because Deuce McAllister, you know, up in the booth, always says BYOB, bring yep. your own, be your own blocker, right? And that's it, right?
Yep. I mean, it's for yourself, very similar, you know. And obviously, you want to slide and protect yourself. You don't want to run like big old Deuce and run over guys. But you know, there's a time and a place for that. And but you want to be smart at the same time.
Talk about the play to Rashid Shaheed. And it's a simple play, all right? He's kind of doing a bend in, and then it's a bend and go, whatever. I'm sure it's not the play.
Yeah.
But for us, you know, people up in the booth, just talk about that play, what was the call and what you saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really just a top-down read, you know, with a deep pylon corner route, and then like a curl route and a flap. So it's 1-2-3. Simple read. It was a great play call. It was protected very well. Under center, great play action. It was blocked up great. And you know, Shaheed is, if he gets on that safety and gets him to turn a little bit, I mean, it's he's going to win every time. So
where is he in that progression?
He's number one.
He's one.
He's really an alert.
Right.
So if we get the look, I'm alerting the ball to him. And obviously my eyes are starting there. So, you know, obviously that's the big play. We got to make that play in that time of that game. And you want to hit those. And that one felt really good. So we got to continue to find a way to dial those up each game.
When did you know? Like, it leaves your hand. You know, he's separated himself from the DB, but you know, you feel like he's going to, but you're, you know, you're going to be 50 yards away from him. Okay. What are you seeing, mm-hmm. you know, from your vantage point?
Yeah. You know, actually before the snap, I saw safety give a little signal and I was pretty sure what it was. So I had my hands on him, or I had my eyes on him. And once I saw him turn his shoulders inside, he ran a great route, corner bit down on Juwan, and just put it out there for him to go make a play.
Are you learning that it's almost impossible to overthrow that guy?
It is almost impossible to overthrow Shaheed, for sure. You know, I remember watching, you know, Derek last year just throw it as far as he can, and she's going to go get under it. So continue to work on that, continue to build our chemistry and practice throughout the week. But, yeah, that was a good one in game. It felt good. And he catches that ball in space, you ain't catching him.
Well, that's the part that we have talked about. As we look at the Spencer Rattler career, is that, well, you didn't really have Shaheed mm-hmm. last year. You didn't really have a lot of Olave. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a lot of Taysom. You had some Alvin early, but then none late. You had an offensive line, you know, that was, you know, patchwork. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. So you're really just beyond camp getting some of these game reps with these targets. Now you're making the most of it. I mean, Olave's got, you know, I mean, he's, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're yep. making the most of it, but it's still early for your kind of connection with them.
No doubt. You know, like you said, I didn't get much action with them last year, but being able to build with them during, you know, preseason, OTAs, training camp, and then obviously to start the season, it's been good. You know, we're still building, still getting that chemistry down, but I feel like we're getting better and better, and obviously want to keep those two guys heavily involved and get them more big plays.
You're in that fine line of you got to – either one of them are doing a crossing route, and you want to get them the ball so they can get some yak. you don't want to lead them too much because the safety is going to waylay them. Mm-hmm. So that's that tough connection, right? Mm-hmm. And that's something that you're working on, right?
Yeah. You know, I think there's been, you know, about 2 to 3 throws this year where you can tell just, and it's all timing routes. It's all based off different yardages. What defense are we getting? And it's all been, you know, like super timing route. So it's a double move at the top, something like that. Those 2 or 3 throws, I've been slightly behind or, you know, trying to protect them from the safety, but just being on the same page, giving them a chance because they can take a hit, you know, especially for a touchdown. So continuing to work that throughout the week, and it all comes down to footwork and just trust your guy. Trust your guy to go make a play.
So week 6 of last year, October 13th, you get your first start. It's Tampa Bay mm-hmm. coming to town. The speed of the game then versus the speed of the game for you now, week 6, October 12th, a year later.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely slowed down a little bit for me. You know, I think coming in last year, kind of just getting thrown in that fire a little bit earlier than I was expected to, for sure. You know, it was kind of I think I turned the ball over a few times that game, you know, had a couple bad decisions, but also made some plays too. So felt good last year, but feel much better this year. You know, obviously getting some experience, getting some reps, and, you know, having a full stable of guys out there has been awesome. So loving what Kellen's calling, loving how we're installing this system and calling plays each week. The communication is great. So obviously still growing, still building, and we're just chasing, trying to stack wins now.
After training camp, Kellen Moore names you the starter mm-hmm. and said he's our starter. He doesn't need to look over his shoulder. Love it. Every coach has said that in the NFL, but you have given them no reason. At some point, you had to just go, I can't look over my shoulder. I have to believe what Kellen said and go out and be me. And if me's good, me's good. And if me's not, right?
That's right.
Terrible grammar. I'm sorry. No. But that, you know what I'm saying?
100%. Yeah. I mean, you can't worry about anything. You got to control what you can. You know, Kellen's been awesome. He tells us as a team, hey, go for it. You know, we're not here to play timid, play soft. We're playing with high energy, high effort, trying to win every game. So for me, it's just going out there, giving 110% each and every play, laying it on the line. And, you know, the outcome will take care of itself. I know as a team and myself, our process is right. We keep doing that. We'll get the outcomes we want.
One last question before we take a break, and that is because you must get it, because we get it, and it's like, well, if that play works to Shahid, why don't we just throw it deep every time? You know, and how come, you know? But it's not. It's the look. Yep. It's if you don't have it, you don't have it, right? I mean, but you get that question
all the time. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. People who play football understand the game. Know it doesn't work like that. You know, you'd love to get 5 deep shots a game, but look around. It doesn't happen that much. You know, you have to have the right look. At the right time, you got to take advantage of it. You know, it's 11 guys got to do their job at the same time, and you know, easier said than done for sure. But like I said, you know, after the game, a check down to AK that turns into 12 yards is sometimes just as good as a 50-yard deep shot, you know, over the top. You know, so you got to live to play another down. Take what the defense gives you, because once you get too aggressive, you start turning the ball over, then you're going to lose the game.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. We'll talk on the backside, because I think you're right. I think we and I'm guilty, we lock into explosive plays. Well, okay, if I had 4 explosives of 20-plus, or would you rather have 8 plays of 19 that don't count as 20-plus?
Exactly.
But they're 19 yards, and this team has a ton of 17, 18, 19 yards. So we get locked into that stat a little bit. We're talking with Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler ahead of week 6 and New England. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour right here on the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. It is an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, week six, back-to-back home games. I feel like we've played the same team the last 3 weeks because they have the exact same colors. But I mean, literally, almost to a T. New England comes to town. I'm curious, when we were in Buffalo, Sunday, September 28th, who saw who first, you or Tyler?
What do you mean? Just for our birthday?
Yeah.
Kellen gave us a shout out. I want to say the night before, saying happy birthday to both of us, but we were
get it out of the way.
Kind of woke up and said happy birthday to each other. So yeah. It's my guy, man.
Yeah,
pretty,
I mean,
pretty funny.
It's, you know, I found that stat when I was, you know, the night you were drafted or he was drafted, and I was like, my God, they were born on the same day. And then you keep going and you go, well, wait, Brock Purdy, because Purdy played against Chuck. And you go, Jake Palmer, right? I mean, Jake Plummer. I mean, this area, yeah. You didn't play against them, but you're in that same time, right? I mean, that was some, they're producing some quarterbacks. I guess it's Pinnacle, Hamilton, Perry, and Gilbert.
Yep.
I mean, I guess, give me a sense, you know, New Orleans football. Mm-hmm. What's the rivalry like between those schools, or are they, it's just such a big city?
You know, we didn't really have a rivalry. I never played Hamilton in football. Played Brock's younger brother at Perry, beat them. You know, our rivalry wasn't. I mean, we played Cam's high school a lot. Cam Jordan Chandler.
Yeah,
that was kind of like our rivalry, I guess you could say, when I was there. But a lot of talent, a lot of QBs from there. Obviously,
I think Cam was in his like seventh year in the NFL then, wasn't he?
Maybe longer. probably more than that. But no, man, a lot of talent from Arizona quarterback wise. Played Brock in college a few times. Had some good battles, and you know, still seeing these guys to this day. So it was pretty cool.
The impact of just having Taysom Hill and Foster Moreau on the field, in the game. I mean, Taysom, if you were sitting here, you'd go, dude, I had six carries for 2 yards or minus a half, whatever. It was like his worst rushing game ever. Yeah. But that's not the point, yeah. Right? I mean, first off, the pass to Juwan Johnson on a third and two, I think was instrumental. One, because if you just go back there and run power every time, guess what? They've got a man advantage.
Yep.
Can't do it every time. I mean, the defense, you know, but just the impact of having them out there.
That's right. You know, having those guys on the field just brings a different energy. Great leaders for our team, but just the vibe, you know, when they're out there. Keeps the defense on their toes, obviously, when you can put Taysom back there and run power or throw a quick seam, whatever it is. I love having those guys out there, and they're a vital part to our team.
The fast tempo of the game is different when it's one team. Mm-hmm. When it's both, and I'm going to ask, you know, I talked to Michael Parenton earlier in the show, and we talked about the speed of the game and really what a great job the coaches did, because you don't have a lot of time. Even when Kellen's calling plays, Brandon Staley's got to know, I could be getting – we could be on the field. You know, the tempo was so – I don't think I've ever seen a game with the tempo that fast for both teams. You must have felt that as well.
Yeah, I mean
– I know you like it
from
a quarterback standpoint.
Yeah.
But from just a game standpoint, the tempo just felt so fast.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm off the field, I really don't feel that tempo. But when we're on the field and we're rolling, you know, we work tempo so much. I think it's a great weapon for us, and we've been using it all year. Got to keep using it to our advantage. And, you know, there's certain spots in the game you want to use it. And I think Kellen has a great feel for that. And the guys on our team, you know, it blends well with our personnel and how we can run the ball, throw the ball, do it all.
What is it about it for you? And that's initially when we were talking to Kellen, we were, you know, it takes some, not thinking, but just takes some of the noise outside out of it. Just play football, right? You know, you see, and go play.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely less thinking. You get up to the line, you know, trying to catch the defense off guard, you know, when they're not set, and try to run a play to our advantage. So definitely take some thinking out of it. And, you know, we know what spots we're going to be in running at that tempo. So it's definitely, you know, to the offense's advantage, I would say.
You played in the second half of that Washington game. It's probably the only time I can think of when the dome was like it was Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, real. I mean, you know, that's a little bit of the true dome. What was that like?
It was awesome. You know, looking around and seeing the fans dancing and how loud it was. That's what we want it to be like every time we're here at home. You know, want to have the crowd on our side. Obviously, they are every time, but we want to truly have them hyped up and have them on our side and just get that place turned up. There's no better feeling.
Sometimes it's, you know, it's on the team. Sometimes if the crowd comes in ready to go, sometimes the team has to do it. And certainly, you know, I don't think I've ever seen a stat book like that where it goes TD. Mm-hmm. By the way, they're not easy TDs, but pretty quick.
Yeah.
Punt, fumble, interception, turnover, rundowns. Yeah. I mean, you're on the sideline, you're going, yeah.
Yep.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we definitely, you know, we want to start fast every game. That's where we can take some growth. Buffalo, obviously, went out first drive, scored. That's great. But, you know, when we're at home, we got to go out there and execute from the jump, and that's on us, you know. But, you know, when the defense can play like that and get some momentum going, obviously we hit a deep shot a couple drives in, so that helped a lot to bring some momentum to both sides of the ball and the crowd. But defense played their butts off, and we got to do a better job of, you know, sudden change. When we get a sudden change, we got to go down there and score, because that's when you can flip a game. So that's our focus this week, and we're going to continue to get better in that area.
I said this on the air, so this is really more about what I want. It was one of the coin toss, which was take the damn ball, right, and go down and score and get a lead.
Yep.
Right now, it didn't happen that way, mm-hmm. but I still believe in what I believe, because mm-hmm. Take, and you must have felt the same way. Let's go out there and take it down and get some points. And that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But the premise remains the same.
Yeah. You know, you wanna play aggressive. You wanna get a lead early. You want to go out there and set the tone. You know, I think that's what our team wants to do, and we can do that every week. If we defer, if we take the ball, it doesn't matter. You know, our first drive, we gotta try to score points every time. So, and then on defense, we gotta try to get a stop every time. So that's our goal as a group. And you know, might not go like that every time, as you know, but we strive for it.
A couple more questions and we'll let you go. Appreciate your time talking to the Saints quarterback, Spencer Rattler. You've been around, it's in your second year. What does Spencer Rattler do for fun?
For fun during the season, not too much.
Well, I don't know anything fun during the season.
During the season is tough, you know, rest, lay low.
I mean, today's your day off. You're
right.
Talking to me.
That's right. But off season, love to golf, love to hang out, you know, with the family, with the girlfriend, do whatever, go out to eat, watch some shows. Pretty basic guy. Don't do too much.
Now, you don't play with Jake Haner, do you?
I have played with Mr. Haner a few times, and he's taught me some good stuff on the course. I love playing with Jake. He's a elite golfer.
Yeah, he's you know, I talked to his parents some when we were in California, and I was like, whoa, he's a +1, you know, handicap. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And the city itself, you know, you've had some chance to visit and really kind of some of the festivals in the spring and Jazz Fest or whatever, making yourself around town and the people. It's been just, I got about what you expected. I don't know how much you'd ever been here before.
Yeah.
You know, you came.
Yeah, no, haven't been here, you know, wasn't here much before I got drafted.
Yeah.
You know, I took a visit here pre-draft, and the people are awesome here. The environment, the love you get, the fan base, everything. It's like a big family, you know, and I feel like you don't get that in all NFL cities. But it's a special vibe here, and I really enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate your time. You know, this is a big one. Like you say, we talked about this post-Buffalo stacking wins, and this is a New England team. You talk about, you know, a quarterback comparison, Drake May in his second year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought – I lie sometimes when I say it's the last question. There's usually one more. I was looking at the, you know, they went into Buffalo, mm-hmm. right?
And big win.
Get huge win.
Yeah.
And that's division for them. There's a little more at stake mentally because they see each other twice, which I do want to get to. All right, two more questions. Dang.
All good.
So he threw for 73.3%. I'm like, wow, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's his second worst of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He's completed 86%, 86%, 75%. I mean, he doesn't turn the ball. He's just like yourself. Mm-hmm. He's really intent on being very efficient.
Yeah, I think I got a ton of respect for Drake. I've always had a lot of respect for Drake, you know, just how he goes about it. I've been around him a little bit, played against him in the Mayo Bowl in 23, you know, and they got us in that game, but it was good.
You have to get dumped with Mayo, right?
That's right.
You kept yourself from getting Mayo dumped on you.
That's right. Yeah. It was a good battle, and, you know, looking forward to another good battle with him. He's a good quarterback, and obviously won't be going versus him. We'll be going against his defense, but got a ton of respect for Drake. He's a great player.
And it is kind of unique because week six last year was Tampa, and then you've played all these games, and this will be your 12th. You know, you'll play that you played Tampa twice because you played him in week six and you played him in week 18. And you and I talked about it. Hey, you finally get a defense that you've seen before, but you won't play another common opponent until week eight.
Yeah.
Guess who? Tampa. You'll have played Tampa three times before you've played an Atlanta, before you've played a Carolina, or any common opponent.
Yeah.
Now, a complete season, 16 games, that's kind of strange, but that the question is the impact of playing a team that you've seen before is important.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we played, like you said, we play those guys twice a year, and it's not going to be the same thing you see every time
different teams.
Out there, obviously. Great D coordinators, and you know, they make it really challenging on you, especially after you see them for the first time, you know, but it's a challenge every game, and I think that's the fun part. You know, it's like a chess match out there, and you try to play your best because you know they're going to bring it every time.
Yeah, have a great week of practice and just keep it going. Keep that dome rocking, then we know we're in good shape.
That's right. Let's keep it going.
All right, thank you, Spencer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.